evening and welcome to the BBS Talk Radio Show for a Beautiful You, where we will celebrate the success of men and women, presented to you by the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. Now here's your host, Our Lady Di.
Good evening and welcome to For a Beautiful You. We are so happy to have you with us. We want to thank you for the kind words and emails and fan mail we've gotten, and we appreciate you being there every night with us, every Wednesday night with us, as we have some really special guests on our show. Tonight we have a real special guy with us. His name is Alan Brucius, and he is the owner of Making Music in Joliet, Illinois. And he's also our music production supervisor for the U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. And we're going to speak to Alan tonight about what he does. Is it underrated or appreciated? So this is what we're going to find out tonight from Alan. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Diane. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and how you got started.
Oh, there's a lot to tell, but I guess about myself.
Go ahead. We got an hour. You've got the floor.
This will only take a minute. No, I'm just kidding. I run a company called Making Music DJ Service and Making Music Productions. Started actually a very long time ago. I've been doing this type of work ever since I was really a kid. So if you want to know how I got started, it's for the love of music, and it turned into just so much more after that. Even as a kid, I used to have a huge, huge record collection and was always interested in electronics. And after high school, trying to put myself through engineering school, decided that being a mobile disc jockey was a fun way to make some extra money. And it turned out to be something that I not only loved to do, but could actually make a little bit of money to help pay my bills through college. So that's how we started out. We did our first wedding reception on February 21st, 1985. I was actually DJing before that for other companies, but that was the first one I did as Making Music. And that was for a friend of ours that got married. Everything went very, very well, and it was kind of like the bug had bitten from that point on, and we just kept moving forward. Every job that we do, we learn from. We try and do a little better next time, compare ourselves to our competition. But mostly today the business is much more than it ever dreamed of being when I first started out. I tell the employees that work for me that we're really a service-oriented company, much more so than anything else, because each and every party that we do or event that we do or dedication or any type of celebration that we do is very unique. So we have to be service-oriented people first.
Now let's go way back, okay, to the days of 50s and 60s and 70s. Mainly the music for wedding reception and events were bands. When did the actual concept of DJing come along? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think that I have people in that I know that have been DJing since the late 70s. And
okay.
Most of us that did start out that long ago, because I was DJing in the late 70s and early 80s, just not as an official business, really evolved from filling in the gaps for bands. And some of the bands that I grew up with on the south side of Chicago really would get kind of angry with us because the people would dance a little too rambunctiously, I guess, when we played music as opposed to when the band played. So that's how we really all got started being mobile DJs. Some of the mobile DJs that I know, though, started out on the radio and just enjoyed that so much. But it's such a huge difference between a produced radio show as opposed to a live audience as a mobile DJ that they really have spun into be two totally separate entities right now. Most people that are radio DJs, I don't think, do that much mobile work. But we started out mostly working with bands or just for the love of music. And in the beginning, it was really difficult to actually do this job because there was no gear, no hardware, speakers, amplifiers, things like that were all geared towards us. It was all geared towards large production bands. So the equipment was extraordinarily expensive, very heavy and difficult to move around. Nowadays, all that's changed.
And you actually have a degree in engineering, is that correct?
Yes, mechanical.
Mm-hmm. Mechanical engineering. And so, actually, when people think of DJing, they think of someone that just spins the records and things like that, but you are more of a service. In fact, I think making music should be making music productions. That's what I've always told Alan this, because I think that he offers so much more than just, you know, doing music. And I think our listeners, especially those in Illinois who are contemplating getting, you know, music for upcoming holiday events or weddings for 2009. Now, you had made mention that there's even light shows that are going on at wedding receptions now. Tell us a little bit about that, because you're involved in that. You do have that equipment.
Yes. As DJs try to improve themselves, they always try to look for ways to make the parties different, more fun, more elegant. I am very actively, very proudly involved in the American DJ Association, of which I'm on the board of directors as the treasurer. And we have a local chapter here in Chicago, and it's a pretty good-sized group of professional disc jockeys that meet once a month and educate each other and get to know each other instead of fighting against each other, because we're all competing for the same work. Being in that organization has really changed my outlook on how I run the business and what we do with the business. And even before I joined that organization, I always realized that I held myself to a slightly higher standard than most people did, simply because I had seen many receptions, parties, anniversaries, whatever, go bad in the past working for other companies. When equipment would break down, the people would be literally crying. And so I realized how much pressure there was on us to perform and to do a good job, because if we showed up and something went wrong and we weren't able to perform, the party pretty much was over. So now your question regarding lights and things like that, that's an evolution. We went from just playing and spinning records, which is... most people think of DJs in two lights. One of them is a club disc jockey that still uses records and makes a large crowd dance. And God bless them, I love club DJs. But that's a whole separate avenue from what I do. What we do is try and do a little bit more of a production-type environment where we specialize and customize what the client is looking for and according to what their budget is as well. Uplighting is a real big trend in 2008. Because it makes a normal, plain room look very elegant. In the case, it doesn't really matter if it's a banquet hall, or if it's a school, or if it's a VFW hall. You can change the entire look of a room by using uplighting.
Explain uplighting to the listeners, Alan, who may not know what you're talking about.
Okay, uplighting is similar to if you go to some of the restaurants downtown or like the Wrigley Building downtown and the building is all lit up white. Those are big lights that are on the outside displaying on the building to change the colors of the building. Uplighting is an array of different colored lights that are on the ground directly against the wall, and their beams of light go up the side of the wall and change the color of the room that way. So they're not in anybody's face, they're kind of out of the way. But we can customize the way a room looks by putting lots of these lights all around the room and controlling them with a computer. So, for instance, if it's a high school and their colors are gold and blue, and we can make the room softly rotate between gold and blue as the kids are dancing or, you know, the prom is going on. And then if somebody wants to actually make an announcement or they want all the lights on with the click of a button from our computer, we can turn all the lights on And literally the walls just all light up. And it's almost like turning the lights on in the ceiling, but they turn on in the colors that the school wants or the bride and groom wants. Because everybody has usually, when they throw a formal party, they'll have some kind of theme attached to it. A wedding always has colors attached to it. A school always has colors attached to it. So we can customize that room and those lights that we use to make that room match what they're looking for. And it has a tremendous effect. It really changes an ordinary fluorescent-filled room into something that is very elegant and very happy for people to be in.
Now, when you do uplighting for a wedding reception, exactly where would you put the lights? Because they don't have a stage, or do they have a stage? And where would you put the lights normally, along the dance floor?
No, against the walls. When you're talking about a stage, you're talking about runway lights, and we can do that as well. There's a company now that makes specialized runway lights that will connect into our computer system that we can control just as well. But no, directly against the walls. These types of lights that we use sit about 3 inches away from the wall, and they're about 8 feet apart, and they encompass the entire room. So that's why I say a lot of them. We run them all the way around the entire room or down just two sides. It depends on what the person that's running the event wants to spend. And it's completely out of the way. They're taped down and guarded so nobody can really hurt themselves on them. And the wires that actually power them and run them are extremely thin and taped right up against the wall. So they're really out of the way. And it changes the entire room, not the dance floor. So when you walk into a room and you want like a gold, if your colors were gold, or if you think gold is an elegant color, we can have the whole room look gold when guests first show up and with a couple clicks of a mouse change the colors all night long.
Or have
wow. A rainbow. Very, very nice effect.
Now I got it. I wasn't quite sure exactly how you did that when there was no staging and how the lights were going to go. So I can imagine how beautiful that's going to look with the different colors against the wall when somebody walks in. Now, that's pretty much a new thing that's happening for bride and grooms. And now, what other new things do you offer that wasn't offered in the past that would really intrigue the bride and groom to want to give you a call and have you a part of their wedding reception?
Well, one of the funnest options that we have offered, actually one of the funnest options we've ever offered, just started this year, and it's a portable photo booth. There is a company that makes, there's only a couple of companies in the entire world that make full-size booths for the malls. And I'm sure you've seen them before. They're pretty good size, and they're usually in the center of a mall, and kids go in there and they can get their pictures taken. They've been around forever. Well, one of the companies decided to make those into portable units, and the guts of those portable units are the exact same guts that are in the stationary ones in the mall. So the components are very high quality. The prints are very high quality. They come out very fast. And they just made them into a portable, movable type of unit. Still rather large, but nowhere near as large as a full-size unit. And in all of my career of servicing people at parties, whether they be black tie or casual, from country parties, country-themed parties, down to top hat and cane parties, I've never had anything that has created more fun in our arsenal than the portable photo booth. It doesn't matter what age or what type of people are at the party. They go in there and they all act like kids and love it. And one of the nicest ways that we can make this particular item special for anybody, whether it's a party, a wedding, a celebration, we have a grand opening coming up in just a couple of weeks where somebody hired us to do a grand opening, is we can put the company name at the top and the bottom of the pictures, and we can customize it with either words or graphics. So if it's a 40th birthday party for a friend or a spouse, we can put their picture at the top and, you know, happy 40th birthday across the bottom. So every time we go out and do a job, we can customize every event to what the theme of the party is.
That's why I always say, Alan, you should be a production company. I mean, you're just way, you're just so far advanced of what, you know, other DJ operations are, that are going on is doing right now.
Well,
know,
we do own the name and the rights to Making Music Productions Incorporated.
Okay, good.
We've had that for a little while, but it's a big transition to move not only the business operations but the equipment into two separate companies. And now it's actually three separate companies because the portable photo booth is made up as a separate company as well. It has its own website, and that's portablephotobooths.com.
Okay.
So we're growing at a pace where the work that we're doing and the fun that we're having doing it is kind of a few steps ahead of the actual business end of things. And I'm okay with that as long as we keep ourselves busy and customers are still really happy with it.
And you do have repeat customers, and I can see why. And I can see why, because our staff and the people that have been with us so truly loved working with you when we had our production, that you're going to be with us as long as we're here, because your dedication, your professionalism was outstanding. You know, and that is what we need when we look for somebody, you know, such as what you are doing and the caliber of what you're doing, when a bride and groom or even an event, you know, planning party coordinator is looking for someone who can get the job done, you know, because you're very versatile. Why did you move, you know, into doing other things besides just the music? Did you feel there was a need for that?
There's always a need for it. I mean, one of the reasons that DJs in general don't have the best reputation is because some of them do the same thing over and over at every party they go to. And
just can't do their job.
and they do it to the point where they'll play the same songs. It doesn't matter the event. And if people dance, they dance. And if they don't, they don't. I've never enjoyed that. I've always been very sensitive in all of my business opportunities that people spend their hard-earned money and their hard-earned time, whatever they have left of it after they get done with work, planning things like this, and that there are very few parties that we do that are do-overs, which means that they could just do it again next week if it didn't work out. And how I got involved in doing these other things is not only my interest level, because I guess I'm naturally a curious person, but always trying to keep the business fresh. And with the people that work with me, I really am very proud of them, because some of the jobs, like yours, we go into not really knowing what we're going to expect and what we're going to do, and we just kind of go with the flow. We sit down the day before, and we kind of outline what we think we're going to need, and we outline the events that are most likely going to happen. But I have a very serious talk with them and tell them that this is an outline and that's subject to change, and if something does change, just roll with it and keep going. You know, don't look at me and don't say, what should we do? Just make sure it looks like nice and fluid and everybody's still having a good time, and that's really the reason we're all there, is to have a good time. It doesn't matter.
And, we're going to speak about what you've done, and we're going to speak about the interaction that you have with your clients and guests at the events right after this commercial. We'll be back with Alan Brucia, MJ Making Music Productions. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you've come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
And we are back with Ellen talking music. So, Ellen, I got to tell you one thing. MMDJ Making Music DJ Services, or Making Music Productions, is really a great company.
Thank you.
You know, when we look for somebody, and I'm sure the listeners will attest to this, we want somebody that's going to work with us, communicate, be able to deliver, you know, conscientious, and their staff has to be, you know, working with everybody too. And Ellen has that. I mean, I can mention Pete, you know, he took over the lighting and the sound and the music, as well as the dinner dance party, went out there with the guests and actually mingled with them. Okay, I think it's really important when you have a company like this whose staff gets out there and makes the guest feel comfortable. Is this something that is required out of all your guys, Ellen?
Not all of them, but all of the ones that do the MC type of events, and that's what your events were. Some of our disc jockeys that do other types of parties, like younger parties, might be a little bit more subdued, I guess, in what they do. But it's not only important to have a person like Pete to work with, it's also rare. Pete is an excellent performer. He's an excellent human being. And he cares a lot about the outcome of the event, just like anybody else that is of his caliber. And I was very, very lucky to have him that night because we work well together. We have the same values. And he's a very seasoned professional. And someone like that can take a party and just roll with it. And that takes a lot of training and takes a lot of experience. Disc jockeys that have been doing this for a long time have really seen a lot. And not everybody does a perfect job the first time around, but if you hired somebody that's only been in the business for a year or so, this is no different than any other business, except for we have to think on our feet extraordinarily fast, keep the people moving, learn from their body movements, if they're getting bored with what is going on, and change it up a little bit. And Pete has been in the industry for over 20 years, and is extremely good at doing that and very personable as well. Also does a lot of preparation as part of being on our staff. We try and make sure that we sit down ahead of time and anticipate what is going to happen and what is going to be needed. And while the guests are coming into the party and getting ready to enjoy themselves, somebody that is of Pete's caliber is taking lots of notes about what he observes of the people that are there, what he thinks they're going to work, and putting together music sets ahead of time. So if something does come up that is unexpected, he is ready to move on a minute's notice. So the dances that he performed and the interaction that he did for the dinner dance, that was mostly pre-planned.
And your age group, what are the approximate ages of the people that usually request your services?
All over. Absolutely all over. I do, personally, there are a lot of banquet halls in the area that request me specifically for the older type of parties. And I'm not that old. I'm 43 years old. But I tend to like a lot of the older music, and I'm talking about 30s, 40s, 50s, and maybe a little bit of 60s. This Within the last month, we've done a couple of 50th wedding anniversaries already. So the clientele at these types of parties are always in their lower 70s and up. And then coming up in a couple of days, I have a kids party for 600 kids at an elementary school that are in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade. So it really does range, and it's quite challenging not only to keep up with the music, but to really understand what makes those particular parties different from each other. And we force ourselves to take that type of work, where some companies will specialize in one particular type of events, like weddings or bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs or something of that nature. I think it's great to have the diverse knowledge, and it helps your experience level, because you can work with just about anybody that walks up to you and asks for something. Because even if you're doing a wedding or an event like your dinner party or anything like that, you never really know what age group of the person that's going to walk up to you and want to talk to you. You don't know if they're going to be 17 and they think this music is too old for them, or they might be 60 and they would like to hear 3 or 4 slow songs. And that's where I emphasize the fact that every party really is, has its own personality. When couples come into our office here and we give them the initial consult about how we run our business and what they can expect from us, one of the first things I say to them is that I never tell people that we're the best company out there as far as an entertainment company is concerned, but we are one of the hardest working. And what we do is spend a lot of time trying to figure out ahead of time what to expect and be ready for it. And doing those different types of parties keeps you on your toes and keeps your skills nice and sharp. And Pete is fantastic at that, as well as Pat.
Well, being in the business almost 30 years, this next question is probably going to be a little difficult with you, for you, unless you, something really has stood out. With the events that you've done, and it's literally thousands, what event has stuck out the most as far as being the most memorablest for you?
In a good way or bad way?
Let's put it in a good way. We'll keep it in a good way.
What event has been the most memorable in a good way? I did an event, and you know, that's really difficult to say.
I know.
I should say to answer, because it's the people that I work with that make the difference. And usually at the end of the evening, when I have completely enjoyed working with a couple, I will say to them that I'll get on the microphone and do my speech about our goodbye and say to them that working with them has been such a pleasure. They are the reason I continue to do this all these years, even though it's not the easiest job in the world to do. But I did a reception 2 years ago in August for an acquaintance that I knew that it was at Nico's on the south side of Chicago. And it was, the woman was the one that I talked with the most. She was very excited about her reception, very involved in the whole thing. She booked us a year and a half ahead of time. Most of our brides book us about a year to 18 months ahead of time. And she was very involved in all aspects of the reception. She came to our office probably at least 10 times. Each time spent at least an hour with us going over music that she thought that she would like, her parents would like. And music is the easiest part for us because that's what we do all the time. I want to know about the family dynamics, and I want to know about what is good about the family dynamics, what is bad about the family dynamics, so we don't say something that's inappropriate. So we understand when somebody walks up to us that that is your brother or that is your sister. I would like to have pictures of them so I get to know them before the reception, things like that. Well, it turned out that her brother was in the Marine Corps, and she was extremely excited about him being part of, coming home to be a part of her wedding reception. And it turns out, well, unfortunately, that didn't work out to her favor. About a month or two before her reception, he got called to Iraq, and he got shipped out. So she was very upset about that, had to make some changes in her wedding. And I assured her that, you know, it's an extremely emotional day, and it's a dynamic day, and we're just going to have to do the best we can and roll with it. Well, it turns out that he and I worked a little bit on this, and he got my cell phone number and called into the reception. Now, for this reception, we actually did a video montage. A video montage is where our company takes a large amount of pictures, typically 60, 70 pictures of the bride and groom, and we make a movie out of them, and we burn it on a DVD. I'm sure you're familiar with this. And at the end of this, they were extremely emotional. They absolutely loved the montage. The entire bridal party, the moms and dads were in tears, and the bride was specifically in tears because her brother wasn't there to celebrate this with her. And then my phone rang, and this was about 7:30, 7:45 at night, which turned out to be somewhere 4 o'clock in the morning in Iraq. My phone rang, and it was her brother. And I had a cord made where I could tap the output of my phone directly into my system.
And, oh, my goodness.
I got on the microphone, and I announced that we had a really special guest. No one knew that we were doing this. And he had a wonderful, absolutely tear-jerking speech made up. And he talked to everybody. It went over my sound system. And specifically as if he was standing in the room talking to his sister. And that was, I'm talking about it right now, my palms are sweating. To this day, that was the most satisfying thing. Now, after going through something like that, when he was finished, I actually recorded it in my sound system. I had a recorder.
Oh, my.
So I taped it, and when I got back to the office, I modified their montage, and I had him send me pictures of him, him in his uniform in Iraq, and I put him at the end of the montage and put his audio in there. So at the end of her montage, it stopped like it normally would. It faded out, and it says, now a special message from a very special person. And then his speech came on, and his picture of him in his uniform came on, and that's how the montage ended. And I got a call from every parent on both sides of the family just wanting copies of the DVD and saying how enormously special that was. Now, if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you love this job, if you could do things like that for people?
Yes.
That's a really fulfilling way to have a business, as far as I'm concerned.
But you're the only business that I've known of over the years that has gone above and beyond just, you know, providing the music. I mean, what you did was exceptionally wonderful for that family, which makes me, again, only you've confirmed the fact of what a wonderful person you are with the fact that you go above and beyond for your customers. I know that for a fact because you did it for us, you know, and you want nothing back in return but respect and consideration and, you know, for us to you know, let other people know about you, which is why you're on with us tonight, because we really appreciate you. And you're just an example of going above and beyond what anybody I've ever known, ever since I've been a fashion show producer in the 80s on up, has ever done.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. And it really helps me continue going forward with what we're doing, because it is extraordinarily time-consuming. We sell the business 4 days a week, and we work the business the other three. So most of the employees that we hire really can't make it because they don't realize how much we work around here. But when I was younger, I guess if somebody were to ask me why, you know, I do the things I do, because sometimes you'll make money at doing it and sometimes you won't. Sometimes your business flourishes and sometimes it doesn't. It's no different than anybody else's business. But when I was younger, I attended a business seminar once by Dr. Dennis Waitley. He's a motivational speaker. Actually, I think this was back in the 80s or 90s. And one sentence he said during his speech, you know, amongst many others, it stuck in my head and was something that I really do live by, not only run my business by, is don't chase the money when you run a business. Chase what you love, put your heart and soul into it, and the money will come. It will follow. Because if you chase the money, you're always going to be disappointed because it's never always there on a consistent basis.
Right.
So with Making Music, we run things as if we really do care. I have told customers thousands of times that you'd be surprised throughout when from they first signed the contract and, you know, throughout the whole consulting period, that sometimes we care about more about your reception than they actually do. And it's not because we actually care more about their reception, because we're experienced and we know what things could go wrong. And so we care enough to ask the questions to avoid those pitfalls. Whereas somebody that has never done it before just doesn't have a clue.
And Alan's a perfect fit for our girls this year. We've got wonderful contestants coming in, Alan. We are concentrating on the Do It Right, Health and Fitness for Life, See the Beauty of a Healthier You, and like you, focusing on what you did for that family with that gentleman in Iraq, we're focusing on the success of each individual contestant this year. So we are bringing forward to the judges and people all pageant weekend the success of each individual contestant who is, you know, their platforms are phenomenal, from adoption to domestic violence to, you know, cancer awareness to, you know, American Lung Cancer Society, and you name it. These girls are heavily, heavily involved in what they do, and their passion is phenomenal. This is a great, great group of girls this year coming in. So for me to be able to give them and honor them for what they are doing for their community and state, and for loved ones around them by helping them, we're having the Salute to Hollywood Friday night dinner dance, which we're going to turn a ballroom into Hollywood. And my event party planner, Susan, has just been every day focusing in on what she needs to do because she knows how much these girls mean to me. And I want them to walk in, Ellen, and you're going to be there because you're going to be working with Susan. And they're going to look around and they're going to go, wow. That is what I want for them this year, because they all are working hard, exchanging fitness tips, working out. I mean, we're so proud. We've got a gal who, you know, always felt like she wanted to lose some weight, you know, being in the pageant gave her the initiative, and she lost 15 pounds already, and she's on a roll. By the time July comes, she's going to be, you know, right to where she wants to be, and she's going to be gleaming with pride because, you know, she's working hard, and we want to be able to focus in on the girls. That's why I think what you do, Alan, and the caringness that you have for people, you know, the girls loved you last year. They're going to love you this year.
And thank you very much for those very nice comments, but we all work very hard at whatever it is that we do for a living or for fun. But what keeps you going, and I don't think I'm the only one that feels this way, is doing something that you believe in. And I saw that in all the people that we were involved with this year. And Pete did, and Troy did. We were all there working a very long day and a very hard day. And it was extraordinarily fulfilling working with everybody in your staff. It was fun. It was challenging. But it was very fulfilling. At the end of the night, I'm sure everybody was extremely tired. We got together and talked about several things that happened that night, and everybody was thrilled to be a part of it. So something that we're very happy to be back doing again, and for a great cause. I love to hear the women talk about what their causes are.
Well, you know, the Friday night dinner dance kicks off pageant weekend, so everybody's going to be in high gear. That's the first time everybody's meeting each other. We're celebrating every single girl instead of just the winners. So their friends and family are going to be there. So the excitement level is going to be phenomenal. Nothing like, you know, when everybody was so tired after nationals last time. The energy level is going to be extremely high this upcoming year. So we wanted you to be a part of that, and we're so happy to have you, because we wouldn't want nobody else but you, and I mean that, because you just, he if anybody's listening from Illinois, you need to contact Alan for your events, no doubt. The personal attention and the consideration and everything that he gives you from start to finish is I've never found it ever. And I, like I said, I've been in the industry 28 years. I was a fashion show producer in the late 80s and 90s, and I've worked with many different people, and by far, Alan's the best. He really is. I wish I would have known him then. So, Alan, what does it take to be successful in this business? If we have a 21-year-old guy that's listening and really wants to be like you and wants to become as successful as you are, because you are successful. I mean, 23 years in the business, that's successful. What advice would you give him?
Be flexible and care about what you do. Two things. I mean, when you work for anybody, you could say that every wedding reception is the same, or you could try and say that, and you'd be wrong. You could say that every birthday party is the same, and you'd be wrong. Because any type of event is run by an individual, such as yourself, whether it's a pageant, an anniversary party, a Sweet 16 birthday in someone's basement, an elegant black tie wedding reception at a downtown exquisite hotel, there's usually one or two people that are making the choices as to how that party is going to be run. And most of the time, they have the thoughts in their head. It's your job as the entertainer, as the MC, as the designated host, or as the production manager, however your role is, to pick that person or person's brain to find out what they expect from you. Because, and I've said this 1,000 times on the phone to prospective customers, if what I'm doing is what I think is correct, I'm going to continue doing it because I think it's working. But if it's not what you want, it doesn't matter how good I think I am. So we need to talk about what you want ahead of time. And I remember working with you. How much did we talk to get ready for your pageant this year? It was a lot. We put a lot of time in, a lot of effort. I take a spiral-bound notebook. I put your name on it and your date, you know, a 100-page notebook. And every time we talked, I took notes about what you said and what you wanted and what you were looking for. And then when the party was getting closer, I can go back and look at all of those notes that we took, that I took, and summarize them. And so that's being flexible. That's not only being flexible, it's being thorough, but it's being flexible that my way of throwing a party is not what you're after. It's really a combination of a lot of different things. And in today's society, if you're not, today's society and economy, if you're not different or capable of being different than somebody else, or showing that you care enough to be different, then you're going to have a hard time surviving, because there's plenty of people out there that will do the same old thing over and over. And then you become a commodity. You're like an iPod. And quite frankly, nobody wants to really go to any party that has the personality of an iPod, because they have no personality. It's just a bunch of music. And some people think DJs or producers or MCs or whatever it is that our role entails have no personality, and that's a shame, and that's what the American Disc Jockey Association is trying to combat. And we've been around for over 10 years, and it's been instrumental in not only changing my outlook but education. We have seminars that are held all over the country. We attend them regularly to take MC classes, take improv classes, take technical courses on the equipment, what makes things work together, and it all makes a difference. Not any one particular thing, but it is a combination. If you don't love what you do, just like you, Diane, I mean, you love what you do. You love these girls and these women that show up, and you love being a part of their lives, even if it's for a short time, and it shows. So if you were 21 and trying to get into this business or anything else, it will show it to your customers if you don't love what you do.
And Alan is a success. And if everybody could follow Alan's footsteps, everybody would be holding a steady job as far as we are concerned. And we're going to be back with Ellen from MMDJ Services, Inc. in right after this commercial.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you've come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. Looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
And we're back with Ellen from Making Music DJ Services, Inc., and we're just so happy to have him tonight with us. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm learning a lot about the business myself. You know, I had a friend, when I asked you what was the most memorable moment, Ellen, I wanted to keep it good, okay, because I want you to look good. We don't want anything bad. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I had a friend who owned a little DJ service back in the 80s when I first started out. And on weekends when his assistant couldn't make it, he would ask me to fill in for him. And I loved 45 records. I loved them. I have a collection of 1,000 of them here. I just love them. I listen to them still. I still have a record changer on my machine here. I'm like going way back now. But anyway, so I would be the one putting the 45s on. And you know how you had to blend it together so you don't hear any like pauses in between. Well, I started the record. Now, I was at a wedding reception with 500 people, okay? And he cued me in, and I started the record. Well, I forgot to change it from 45 to 33, I mean, from 33 to 45, right? I put the needle down, and all of a sudden you hear, and everybody stops dancing. There was dead silence, and everybody started applauding, and I shrunk down. I couldn't get up for 5 minutes. I was so embarrassed.
Right.
Because, you know, I forgot to change the, to the 45. But that's what I mean with the memorable moment. I still remember that. I thought my friend was going to kill me. But, it's changed since then. You don't do the 45s anymore.
No. I still do CDs, compact discs, but we do have complete digital systems that we use as well, depending on type of party. Compact discs are more reliable, so the higher touch events or the more important events, we stick with compact discs. The sound quality is better, and they are more reliable than in all digital system. I'm with you. I have hundreds and hundreds of LPs and 45s here in the office, and I still have record players hooked up to our system here in the office that I can put on some of the old stuff from 25, 30 years ago and play it, and it just brings me back to, you know, those times when I used to use them to make a living, and it's just a lot of fun, and that's what parties are supposed to be, is a lot of fun.
And I remember, too, what we used to do is we used to walk out with, like, tambourines and little things in our hands and make the bride and groom sit on chairs and act all silly and stuff like that. And I've been to wedding receptions where the DJ just did not interact with the people and just stood there playing the music and hated to be there at his job. I mean, it's pretty visible when you see a person like that. But what, like I said, what impressed us about you was that you were very attention to detail from start to finish, and I think that's really important. If brides and grooms or even a special event coordinator is listening, to be able to find somebody that's going to give you that time and attention. And, it brings me to why I want you to give Vince, as if they don't already know this by now after speaking with you, to hire Meekin Music DJ Services.
Well, one of the things I've said over and over to customers that come into our office is again, we're not the best service out there, but we try the hardest. But I also have to talk about the dark side of our business, even though it may not be the most pleasurable, and that is we've made plenty of mistakes. We've done to jobs and made mistakes. Now, those of us that do this all the time would call your mistake of a 35 and a 45 RPM a very small one. That would be something that would
seem like it.
Going. Yeah, but of course, when you're nervous, nothing seems small. But we're talking about mistakes where equipment breaks down, and we're talking about mistakes where you forget the mother-father dance and you don't have it with you. We're talking about mistakes that will change a particular person's viewpoint of what you're doing. And I think it's healthy for me to mention that, even though some people don't, in a sales consultation, because I say to people that that's where my experience has come from, and that's where my attention to detail has grown from, is making the mistakes and learning from them and not making them again. And that's why there is a enormous difference between an experienced, seasoned person and someone that just does it occasionally because they like music. The person that does it occasionally and they like music is just simply not prepared if something goes wrong and a circuit breaker goes out and you have to get power from a different room. We did an event a couple of weeks ago. It was a very, very expensive black tie event on the north side in Schaumburg, and they told us that we didn't even need to bring our sound system, that they had another company there that was doing the audio video for the awards. It was a corporate event, and we didn't need to bring the sound system. And I said, no, that's not going to work for us. And they wanted to change everything we were doing. And I said, you're hiring us to do a particular job. I'm bringing everything I need to do that job. I'm not relying on anybody else. And they convinced us that don't even bring this stuff in. You're going to be able to hook into someone else's sound system and go. And I said, oh, okay, as long as you're convinced, we'll be fine with that. Well, I didn't listen to them. And I brought the big 20-foot trailer full of the stuff that I knew I would need as if nobody else was there. And when we got there, things had really changed to where I wound up going out to the trailer and getting our equipment and using it anyway, and I saved the party simply because of that. Because I've learned in the past where I have not taken my instincts and my gut feeling and run with it, and I've, things have not gone so well. In this particular case, the client was over the top happy that I didn't listen to her and had everything that I needed out in the truck, and just took an extra 10 minutes to run out there and get it and bring it in, hook it up, and the show went on.
And, attention to detail.
That
is what Meekin Music DJ Services does for you with Alan and his staff. Quality entertainment since 1985 is what they're all about. www.mmdj.com if you would like to have Alan at your next event. Alan, it's been a pleasure having you on our show tonight. I want to thank you for being a very good friend of ours and to our pageant system, and we hope that you have much continued success for as long as you want to stay in the business.
I'm thrilled to work with you again. I really am.
Thank you. Thank you. And listeners, we'll have our listeners back next week at 8 o'clock Central Time on BBS Talk Radio for A Beautiful You. Thank you for joining us tonight with Alan, and you have a wonderful evening. See you next week.
Good night, everyone.